This podcast that you will listen to corresponds to the column Existential Questions that you can find every month on the magazine Città Nuova, once by Daniela Vignone, the other, as in this case, by Gianluca Falconi, author for Città Nuova of the volume of philosophy Metaphysics of the Threshold, a look at the philosophy of Hans Hus von Balthasar. The title of the column is Colorful Imperfections. Like every month, it is made up of a question, which in this case is, when am I pretty? And of the answer of the author. Let's start. When am I pretty? A teacher told me once that I was more beautiful when I didn't have grants on my face. I think she was referring to the small expressions that my face creates when I'm sad. In that moment, I didn't even want to evaluate how unfair it was what she said to me. It shocked me though, the insecurity that emerged within me. Did shyness make me ugly maybe? Then, a new dilemma invaded me. When is it that I'm beautiful? Since lightheartedness is not among the main aspects of my personality, I fear I'm condemned. The answer of the author is as follows. A doubt like this can stop us. We should never have any problem in sharing our opinion. Otherwise, we risk becoming passive and apathetic. We put ourselves in a cage and we do not know how to get out of it. Our mind refuses to think for fear that someone sees our grants, as you call them, and through them realizes what we live inside and judge us. The fear of looking ugly can make us fall into a vicious circle capable of increasing us that sadness we would like to escape from. The only solution is to put ourselves a mask to show off just a kind of perfection which, as everyone knows, does not exist. Judgments can hurt us deeply without us noticing it. What if sadness might instead open us to something new in our life? In the book, The Words That Save Us, Eugenio Borgna speaks of sadness as of a life experience capable of making us touch the abysses of our soul. These abysses can be profoundly creative, as demonstrated by art, music, poetry. Our truest humanity lies in them, fragile, certainly imperfect, but the source of a look intimately human about us and about others. Sadness prepares us for change. It prepares us for our most beautiful face. Let's not hide it. We should always remember how wonderful, amazing the life of imperfections is. So little adjustable, so unexpectedly intimate. This page is the result of a conversation with Silvia Ferrara and Laura Torri, students at the Pascal Mazzolari Institute in Brescia.